Chapter 1. Chase. Tonight was the night. He could feel it in his bones and in the freeness of her touch she hadn't quite given him before now. 3 months of taking things slow, giving Blake her time, letting her get used to things at her own pace had finally led Chase to this very moment. They stood against the wall of a back corner at Chance's bar after a night of dancing. Blake stood in front of him, her hands running up the soft fabric that covered his chest, her hooded eyes looking up into his, and a mischievous grin spread across her gorgeous lips. She'd been sending him subtle signals all week, but tonight the signals were forward and prominent, signals he received loud and clear. She was ready. It was the moment he'd achingly but patiently waited for. Now that the moment was here, it was all Chase could do to not lift her up over his shoulder and carry her out the door to take her back to his place right there and then. Of course, he had taken care to make sure his apartment was spotless and in order in preparation for her possible visit tonight. He'd even gone so far as to buy some little candles for his bedroom in case she was into that kind of thing. He'd dressed in her favorite shirt, the one she always said she liked every time he wore it, and the cologne he knew she liked the best. Hell, he'd even put gel in his medium brown hair after his shower tonight and left his Stetson at home so it wouldn't flatten his must look she seemed to like so much by the way she ran her fingers through it. "You want another drink?" she asked in a low, seductive whisper next to his ear. He swallowed and tried to avoid the nagging urge to adjust the zipper of his jeans. "Do you want another drink?" he replied, already knowing the answer by the looks of it. He'd give this woman the moon if she asked for it, but the last thing he wanted was for her to be drunk the first time they finally took the next step, at least not completely drunk, and she had already kicked back a few since they'd gotten here. Or, he cut in before she could answer her affirmative. She eyed him questioningly and waited for him to finish his next thought. He swallowed again. "What if we go have another drink at my place instead?" He watched her tongue brush across the generous flesh of her lower lip and her eyes shift between his eyes and his mouth. Her hands still rested on his chest, and he placed his hands over them, stroking gently up and down the smooth skin of her arms. "Are you trying to get me alone, cowboy?" He stuttered, unsure if he'd been too forward. He'd have to kick his own ass if he messed this up before it even had a chance. "What do you have in mind?" she finally asked after making him sweat a little, brushing her body up against him. Relieved, he wrapped his arms around her back, smiling down at her, and planted a kiss on the tip of her nose. "I don't know. Whatever you like," he offered innocently. He watched her face as she thought about it for a moment, apparently deliberating her decision. Then she pulled back and took him by the hand, dragging him toward the door. It was just like her, jumping in head first once she'd set her mind on something.